This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Got your name on it, just come back whenever you're ready.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. The LA Convention Center, always something happening here, and not too far from Casa de Simpson, which is nice, but today, not your usual trade show.
I host an event that showcases vendors with all things weird.
Yeah, she means it. Taxidermy and skeletons and headdresses, clothing that the goth kids love to wear, and then the lady with the serial killer soap.
Hey.
It's gonna get weird.
One, two, three.
Stick around. Back for another one. It's Do You Work Here? Brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. And today, the Oddities and Curiosities Expo, traveling show here in the U.S., also Australia. And yeah, sometimes it's in the name, right? Oddities and Curiosities. Michelle Cazalio started all this, and she's going to take us shopping.
They're basically like the reject vendors. They don't belong in flea markets. They don't belong in just like, you know, whatever you think of, like little vintage shops or whatever. They're special. And, you know, there's a whole community that loves the strange and unusual. So we have vendors with taxidermy, skulls, bones, dark art, antique vintage items that are more like kind of on the otter spectrum.
There's paintings of creepy clowns. There's all sorts of quack medical devices. There's funeral collectibles.
We really try to have something for everyone in that aspect. So if you like Halloween, like for sure you're going to find something here. Outside of that, you can see someone swallowing swords on stage, doing like classic sideshow stunts, walking on glass, doing all that. And then we also offer taxidermy and entomology classes.
That's bug stuff. That's a bug class, basically. You ever see butterflies sort of framed up, pinned up in those picture frames? Yeah, that class couldn't get in, completely full.
So it's pretty funny when we're paired with other conventions and people like stand in line, they're not paying attention. They stand in line for our show and they walk in, they're like, where am I? Like, what is this?
We'd actually talked on the radio before this, before I went over there, and she had told me her favorite scene when somebody brings, you know, a normal person, I'm doing air quotes here.
Yeah, I love, you can always tell when like the weird goth friend brings their normal friend and they're coming in. We try to have something weird for everyone though, so they'll find something, stickers, you know, something like that. But oh yeah, it's so funny to watch, and I love it. And they always have a good time too, but it's just hilarious.
So how did this start? I mean, because this is big now. This is like 15,000 people. This is not a small room.
I've always been a lover of just the weird. I grew up in punk, so I've always had colorful hair and tattoos, and I've just like been into alternative culture forever. Same with my husband, Tony. And so like I originally started it by just being like, oh, it would be really cool to just get, you know, our friends together and just trade weird stuff, get some vendors, whatever. And the first show was 20 vendors and 2,000 people came in my hometown of Tulsa, Oklahoma, which is like small.
Shout out to Tulsa. You better email me if you're in Tulsa.
Oh, wow. Cool. Let's do this.
Didn't take her long to figure out there was an appetite for it. Every year it's grown. More than 30 cities on the list. They do a few shows in Australia. Also, feel like I should mention the hair because, you know, she mentioned the hair.
Yeah, I change it pretty often. But yeah, I'm purple for a while now, I think, because I don't have too much time to like keep up with it. So I'm just like ruining towels and hotels across America with my purple hair.
They say I know who this was. Purple hair. How about red soap? How's that for a transition, folks? Award-winning podcast.
Our company's name is Hellflower Soap Company.
Scratch that. Not sure we've won an award. But who's this?
Carrie Simpson.
Hey, that's my name.
That's terrifying. For you.
I like her. Soap company, what got you started?
It started because I spent way too much money at Lush. Bottom line, we have a lot of handmade cold processed soaps. We have lotions, perfume rollers, pretty much all body care.
But since we're here, it's not like normal?
No, probably kind of opposite. Soaps that have a lot to do with serial killers, you know, just anything that can be relatively offensive, I guess.
The names? Bite Me, Black Dahlia, Bloodlust, BDSM, Black, Detox, Scrubby, Magical. What did you think that meant? Also, there's soap that's shaped like, well, it's shaped like a, you know.
Gotta represent for everybody. I think there's a genre of us that are sick and tired of being politically correct. Have fun a little. Loosen up.
What else do I see? Box of dolls, creepy ones. Taxidermy raccoon with his little raccoon hands inside a box of Junior Mints. Little diorama of mutant carnivorous plants eating things. Fly away, little bug. And then Amanda over here has got her headdresses.
So my store is Jack Savage Fashion. I make headpieces of bones, horns, anything of the earth. We have a lot of ram horns that you can wear. We have a winged piece with a sheep heart. I have a lot of bunny ears. I have a lot of bone crowns. That pair right there is rooster wings.
All right, question I've been asking everybody, where does it all come from? How long does it take to make one of these things?
I have a lot of friends that are taxidermists who I source from, and so a lot of farmers will donate their dead animals. My bigger pieces probably take about, like, there's a lot of drying time, but my bigger pieces probably take about 6 hours to make, but that's over like the span of 2 weeks. Yeah, my smallest ones are about 50 to 60, and then I cap off at about 400, 450, depending on all that's in it.
Like that thing, that over there? That's pretty busy.
Those are coyote jawbones, and then an amethyst crystal, and it's a choker.
Where do you wear it? Well, Burning Man, or spooky parties, or the Oddities and Curiosities Expo. Still going through this year, by the way.
Yeah, we travel coast to coast, and we're, you know, almost every other weekend, if not every weekend, we're in a new city gathering all the weirdos together.
And do we like that? Do we like the term weirdo?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody describes themselves differently. I love weird. I'm like, you call me weird, I'm like, thanks, I don't care. Like, this is awesome. So, yeah.
Certified weirdo here. I feed ravens that I've lured to my patio. Yeah, the neighbors, they love it. It's Do You Work Here, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Soap store, hellflowersoapcompany.com. The headpieces, jacksavagefashion.com, J-A-K. And you want details for the expo? Oddities and Curiosities Expo.com. Till next week, stay exactly as odd as you want to be.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.